Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. We're bringing the old time radio westerns from the 1930s through the 1960s, except for today. My name is Andrew Rines. I'll be your host. And like I was saying, today's Sunday, which means it's going to be the start of a seven-week adventure with Mickey Mouse Theater of the Air. Now, this is actually interesting. I was wondering if I could do enough on it. There's tons of Disney podcasts, I know, but I do westerns, and I'm a big Disney fan. So, instead, I decided to put these together, and for the next seven Sundays, including this one, so we got six more after today, we're going to listen to different things from Mickey Mouse. This week is Snow White, and it's pretty interesting. Check out my show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Again, it's otrwesterns, with an S, .com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let's see. Audience survey. Still, please take the survey. It doesn't ever end, so if you take it, if you can take it every month, that'd be great. It lets me know who's listening. The poll for the Saturday show ends tomorrow, Monday. So fill it out. If you enjoyed Gunsmoke yesterday, please let me know. So that way I can continue with it. What else? Let's see. During this holiday season, if you're planning on doing any shopping on Amazon or online, check click on the Shop Amazon link on the right-hand side. It'd deeply be appreciated. It's an affiliate link, and I make a small commission for every item purchased. So it doesn't add anything to your bill, but it does help me out in the end. So, like I was saying, this is going to be all about Snow White today. It's really, really interesting. I was listening to it right now, and I love it. So, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side. So, here it comes, the Mickey Mouse Theater of the Air, title, The Snow White. Enjoy!
Company presents Mickey Mouse with Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the gang. It's Snow White Day on Mickey's show. This afternoon, Mickey Mouse and the Pepsodent Company bring you all the characters from Walt Disney's first feature-length triumph, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And here's one of the hit tunes from the picture, played by Felix Mills and his orchestra, Whistle While You Work. With the first week of 1938 gone, dare I ask you how you're coming with your New Year's resolutions? Well, don't we all? But there's one resolution you really should keep, if only from the selfish motive that it's bound to repay you in dividends of joy and happiness. So just resolve right now that come what may, for the balance of the new year, you're going to brush your teeth twice each day with Pepsodent toothpaste containing Irium. Or, if you prefer powder, with Pepsodent tooth powder, also containing remarkable Irium. You'll be thrilled and delighted when you see how speedily Pepsodent containing Irium makes your smile far brighter, your teeth more naturally bright and sparkling than you perhaps ever thought they could be. And really, it's no trick, no secret. It's simply that Pepsodent alone contains that marvelous new cleansing agent known as Irium. And with the help of Irium, Pepsodent can easily and quickly brush away dingy surface stains, those same surface stains that actually hide the true beauty of your smile. With these masking surface stains gone, your teeth then glisten and gleam with all their glorious natural radiance. That, you see, is the miracle of Irium. Why not learn it for yourself? And now here's the Disney gang and Mickey Mouse. Come on.
Hi, folks.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Come on. Hey, where's Donald?
I was just coming to that. Special announcement. Donald Duck will not be on this program.
Oh, you mean that? Well, what's happened?
John locked him in the attic.
Locked him in the attic?
That's right, Minnie. I figured he was a menace to the program. Last week, he butted in on everybody, lost his temper, and
really... Oh, boy, I'd like to see him now.
Don't worry, you won't see him this afternoon.
Oh gosh, I almost forgot. Here's a telegram for you, Mickey.
Oh, thanks.
What does the message say, Mickey?
My dear, vast, impatient public, dry your eyes and keep your shirts on. I'll be with you any minute now. Signed, D. Duck.
Ooh, but Mickey, how could he?
Don't worry, Minnie. I guarantee that Donald Duck will positively not appear on this broadcast.
P.S. That's what you think.
Well, how are you going to do it, John?
I'll show you how. Hey, Butch.
Come on, boss.
Oh, boy, look at those tough mugs.
What do you want, boss?
You've locked the doors?
Yeah, and guarding them.
And the windows are barred?
Yeah, and what's more, out in the hall, we've got a couple of duck blinds.
Okay, well, get back to your posts. If that duck shows up here this afternoon, I'll crush him with my bare hands.
What's the matter, John? Having duck trouble?
Plenty. Oh, hello, Walt. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Disney.
I thought you'd remove the duck from the program.
Well, I still think so. You see, Walt, radio just doesn't seem to be Donald's medium. In the first place, you can't understand a word he says, and
yeah, and if you could, you'd have to throw him off the program.
Say, by the way, Walt, you haven't forgotten, have you, that today's the day you promised to introduce all the characters from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Right you are, John. Hey, Goofy.
Yeah?
Bring on the mirror.
You want your brush and comb, too?
Oh, Goofy. The magic mirror, the one from Snow White.
Okay, Walt.
Here it comes. Bring the mirror.
Here it
comes. Yeah, there we are. The mirror that knows all and sees all. Last week, it took us back into the past. But this week, we'll have it bring the past up to us. Okay, Mickey, call on the magic spirit.
Slave in the magic mirror, come from the farther space. On wind and flame, I summon thee. Speak, reveal thy face, and make it snappy.
I hear. I come. What seeketh thou of me today? Command me, master, I shall obey.
Okay. O wondrous magic mirror, bid Snow White and her prince appear.
Hey, gang, I want you all to meet the little princess, Snow White.
Isn't she beautiful? Thank you. And how do you do, Mr. Disney?
Hello, Snow White. I hope we didn't disturb you.
Oh, no. When the mirror called me, I was thinking about the day long ago when I was scrubbing the palace courtyard dressed in rags.
Well, that's great, because the reason I had the mirror bring you here was to have you sing exactly as you did that day.
The Wishing Well song?
That's the one. And when you finish, the mirror will bring in the prince. And when you run back up into the castle, the prince will sing to you, just as he did in the picture.
Oh, Mr. Disney, I'd love it.
All right, princess. Now you've gone over to the well to get another bucket of water. The birds gather around to watch, and you talk to them.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by our wishing well. Make a wish into the well, that's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I'm wishing.
Mickey, the wicked queen was very jealous of Snow White, so she sent the huntsman into the woods to kill her.
Gosh, Walt, did he?
No, he just couldn't do it. He told her to run and hide, so she ran through the woods, terrified, and finally fell to the ground, sobbing. And all the little woods animals, the birds and the squirrels and the rabbits and deer, gathered round her and cheered her up. And she sang this song.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away and your heart is young. With a smile and a song, all the world seems to waken and you rejoicing with you as the song is sung. There's no use grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, you're the one who can fill my heart with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune and it's spring and life flows along with a smile and a song. Thank you.
one. Now, how about bringing on the Wicked Queen?
Ooh. Okay, Mickey, you know how to get her here.
Magic Mirror, do your stuff. Bring on the Queen and make her tough.
It's the Wicked Queen.
Oh.
Run, Snow White, hide.
Juicy apples. Who will buy my poisoned apples? Hello, Disney. Have a bite?
No, thanks. Say, what's this I see sticking out from under all those apples in your basket?
Ooh, looks like a tuft of tail feathers.
That would seem to be a stowaway. My mistake. I think I shall have a bite.
Hello, Donald. Imagine meeting you here.
Why, it's not an apple at all. It's a darling little duxy-wuxy. Now, my fine gallant duck, wouldn't you like a bite of this beautiful magic wishing apple?
Oh, boy. This one.
Make a wish. Take a bite and your wish comes true. Isn't there something, someone your little heart desires? Shirley Temple. Well, Shirley Temple, you shall have.
Shirley Temple. Now, show me surprise.
Come, take a big bite before your wish gets cold.
Okay, I do.
He did it! He did it!
Why, he's turning into an egg.
Ooh.
Hey, here, hold it up.
Oh, let's listen to poor Donald.
Our little feathered friend is an egg now, huh? That gives me an idea. Come in here, boys.
Come in, boss. Where do you have?
Here, take this egg and throw it as far as you can.
Okay.
Good. Now get back to the duck blind. Well, Walt, that definitely gets rid of Donald on this program, huh? Okay, John, have it your own way.
Hey, Walt, how about bringing the dwarfs on now?
Don't ask me, Mickey. Ask the magic mirror.
Okay. From the cottage in the glen, please bring the seven little men.
Yeah, they all have long white beards except Dopey.
Yeah, I see him. He's on the step, Walt.
Always.
What makes their noses so red?
Technicolor.
Wow. What a schnozola on old Sourpuss over there.
That's Grumpy.
They're taller than I expected.
Yeah, waist high.
Well, what do they do with those picks and shovels?
They dig. Oh, precious stones. Seven jewel hills are solid with
me. We're in the wrong racket.
Say, when they see all these people out there, they'll run like scared rabbits. Watch.
Hi-ho,
is home from where we go. Hey, look. People.
Whoa, get
for
cover, man.
Hey, wait. They won't hurt you. Come back. Hold him, John. Okay. Don't let him get away. Attaboy, Goofy. Now, listen. There, Doc. Take it easy.
Why, it's Wister Misner. It's Disty Wisner. It's Whistler's mother.
Why?
Hello, Walt.
Now, listen, Doc. These people won't hurt you. They're friends of yours.
They are?
Don't be a fool, Doc. There's women out there.
That's all right, Grumpy. There's nothing wrong with women.
There ain't, huh? Well, women is females. And where there's females, there's trouble.
Hey, Walt, here's one I found under the piano.
Why, hello, Bashful.
Hello, Mr. Disney. Oh, God.
Come here, Minnie. I want you to meet some of the dwarfs.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, this is Doc. He's sort of the leader.
Huh? I'm awfully glad to meet you.
You hear that, Ham? Ma'am? She's mad to... She's bad to... I'm delighted, ma'am.
Yeah, mush.
Ooh, I'll bet you're grumpy.
Here's a couple more, Walt. They were hiding behind the bass drum. Thanks, John. Hello, Happy.
Hello, Mr. Disney.
Hello, Sleepy. What were you doing behind the bass drum?
It was the quietest place I could find.
Minnie, this is Sneezy. I'll be ready to duck.
How do you do?
pleased to meet you. I'm
Grabby's nose.
Thanks.
That's a fine time you picked to sneeze.
Well, I didn't mean to. I can't help it. When I got her, I got her. And I got her. I got her. A deep.
Well, let me see. Let's see, there's six here. There's six of them here. Who's missing?
Look, I got them, Wolf. I got both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That can't be. There's only seven dwarfs. I know this one.
Yeah, that's Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't talk?
He don't know. He never tried.
Hey, now, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. Who's this dwarf with the fuzzy beard and his hat pulled down over his face?
Why? Look, Aunt Ben, who am I? Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
You're Scotland once.
Well, Donald, I'm glad to hear you admitted it at last.
Oh, I'm glad, sir. What then for you, yeah?
Donald, which one of the seven dwarfs are you?
Number eight.
That ain't no dwarf.
Look, he's got feathers. I can't stand feathers. I got hay fever. I can't take him away. I can't.
Look out, Donald. You're right in line.
I can't.
Hey, Donald, cut it out. You'll kill him. He can't fight.
Here he comes again. I can't stand it. Them feathers. You gotta keep them over. I can't stand it. That's you.
Ah! Hey, Walt. The duck's going clean through the window. Shall I call an ambulance, John?
No, just guard the window. Thanks, Sneezy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I just... Look out. I got it again. Look out. I got...
Poor Sneezy. Oh, gosh. Well, listen, fellas. Hey, fellas, how about, how about celebrating the duck's departure with some singing and dancing?
Come on, Hen. Man, get out your instruments.
Instruments? And they're home, you ninny.
Walt, the magic mirror.
Right, Mickey.
Hey, magic mirror.
I hear.
Take us to the seven twins, to the cottage of the seven little men.
Aye, Master, it shall be. Through the mirror, follow me.
Okay, gang, come on. Oh,
there it is, gang, the dwarf's cottage.
It looks like a doll's house.
Low bridge, gang. This door isn't shoulder high.
Here, let me. I'll leave it.
Shut up and open the door.
Oh, it's dark inside.
Careful now. Careful. Don't dump your bed. Bump your head. Look here. Look her.
Light the candle.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, Mickey.
Look, maybe seven of everything.
Even seven little chairs.
Yeah, seven chairs and 50 of us.
Sit down, everybody. Mind your manners. Get up and give our cast a place to sit.
Yeah, I knew it.
Come on, man. Get your instrument.
Yeah, stand aside there. Stand aside. Get out there.
Okay, Grumpy. All right, everybody. Now, here's the dwarf band. With Grumpy playing the pipe organ, Sleepy tootling the fish horn, Dopey beating the drums, Bashful blowing on the jugs and bottles. And what do you call that thing of yours?
It's called a sniffle snuff. You snuff in here and sniff out there.
Well, how about it? All set, Doc?
All right, man. One through play.
used to dance and tap my feet, but they won't keep in rhythm. You see, I washed them both today, and I can't do nothing with them.
Oh, how the chimney's down, the words don't mean a thing. Isn't this a silly song for anyone to sing?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Sing, you ninny.
I chased a polecat up a tree, way out upon a limb. And when he got the best of me, I got the worst of him.
Bring it, Dopey!
When I was born so long ago, I felt so high and mighty. I tied my whiskers round my legs, and I used them for a duck. For a nighty.
Oh, the chimney's down, the words don't mean a thing. Isn't this a silly song for anyone to sing?
Hey, look! Look, he blew Dopey clean up on the rafters.
Oh, that was fun.
Now, why don't you do something, Princess?
Yeah, oh, sing us a song.
A love song?
Yes.
A love song. How about Someday My Prince Will Come? Why not make sure that 1938 is a banner year for you, full of good times, fun, and romance? Start right now to use either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing Irium and see what a big difference a naturally radiant smile may make in your life. For thanks to the miracle of Irium, Pepsodent can make your teeth shine and sparkle with such a glorious natural luster that your whole smile seems actually gayer, more dazzling, and your whole personality seems to sparkle with a new appeal. Yes, this new thrill can be yours in the year ahead if you'll only change over right now to Pepsodent containing Irium. And remember, Pepsodent with Irium works safely because it contains no bleach, no grit, no pumice. And here's a special word to boys and girls. Pepsodent with Irium tastes swell. You're bound to go for its keen, tingling taste. Ask Mother to order either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder today. Both contain Irium. Say, thanks a lot, Walt and Mickey, for bringing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs here this afternoon.
Oh, don't mention it, John. But say, how about relenting a little bit and letting Donald Duck and his Webfoot sextet come on the program next week?
Webfoot sextet?
Yes, sir. Six of the hottest ducks you've ever heard.
Well, you mean that mess will do all the playing?
Oh, no. We'll have Felix Mills and his orchestra here, you know, just in case.
Well, okay, Walt, but I'm again it. Just the same, thanks for this program anyway.
So long, John. Goodbye, folks.
Tune in again next Sunday at this same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. John Heaston speaking. This is...
National Broadcasting Company.
That's right, Donald. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Welcome back. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed this. It's almost like the movie's being replayed through it, so it's really interesting. I liked it. Next week, we are going to do Mother Goose Land. I haven't listened to it yet. Let me give you the lineup real quick. So, here's the next six episodes. Mother Goose Land, Cinderella, King Neptune, The Pied Piper, and The Old Woman in the Shoe, and Old MacDonald. So, those should be interesting. Like I said, I haven't actually listened to them yet, but with Snow White being the first one, which wasn't horrible, it could be pretty good. So, as I shake my head, you can't see that. So, hopefully it'll be good. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know what you think. If I get hundreds of emails, which there's only about 100 of you really listening, so if I get 100 emails saying, we hate this, then I'll stop, and I'll put it on a separate feed or something. But, and if you found this somehow and you really like these episodes, let me know. Let me know where you found the website from, where you found the pod. Even my normal listeners, I would love to know where everybody found me from. If they listen to the Old Time Radio Dragnet with Adam Graham, or he does also a detective show, I would love to know that. So, okay. I think that's going to be it for this week. Check out tomorrow's show of The Lone Ranger. And have a good weekend.